This is a Power 98.7 podcast. Now we're talking. Subscribe to Power 98.7 podcasts in iTunes or wherever you get your podcasts. There's more on power987.co.za.
Power Markets.
Joining us this evening, as he does every Monday with our market wrap, is Kwame Antwi from KOA Capital. Kwame, a pleasure. Good evening.
Good evening and good evening to everyone on the call.
All right, let's talk about the day in markets. I think actually quite a decent one, except resources counters continue to see a beating.
Yeah, after the week we had last week, I think we would do a recovery. As you recall, markets were very jittery last week as a result of the hostilities and geopolitics in the Middle East. We saw oil prices increase quite substantially. However, as we went into the weekend, I think it started becoming clear that perhaps some of the hostilities may be coming down in terms of the potential escalation of conflict between Iran and Israel. And then we started seeing signs that the market was probably going to react positively. And earlier this morning, we saw oil coming off a little bit. And I think that led into sentiment in Asia. And then we also saw European markets close strongly. And our markets have also followed suit.
We are waiting with bated breath for some inflation data coming out of the US as well as GDP data. What are your expectations there, Kwame?
So we're still likely to see inflation easing, but the risk is that it's probably still going to come in a lot stronger than what the market is expecting. I think, you know, as we said earlier, we've spoken about this before, you know, it was almost an a foregone conclusion at the beginning of the year that we're probably going to get a rate cut in the U.S. in June. I think now that bet is beginning to look like an unlikely scenario. So although the market is penciling in at least one interest rate cut before the end of the year, it's been pushed much further out. And that's obviously a reflection of the fact that the U.S. economy is still looking relatively strong and inflation has remained more persistent and a lot stickier than central bankers had initially anticipated.
Well, it certainly is just not what we expected for this time of the year. Kwame, keen to get into some company news with you now. A lot of the updates coming out today were from some junior miners, maybe starting off by looking at South 32 and their full year guidance for their Australia Manganese project post that cyclone.
Yeah, so you know, South 32 gave a quarterly report for March 2024. So that's the 3 months to ending March 2024, and basically reiterated their guidance. The only part where they flagged that expectations may be delivery may be a little bit lower than expectation is their manganese business in Australia, but that was largely due to the impact of a tropical cyclone that happened there. But across the board, it appeared that everything was going according to plan, and the market seemed to like the update. And I think the share was up, I think probably 2.5% at some point during the day.
Also, keen to get your thoughts on Kumba flagging the rise in extortion mafias in the mining sector. It's a pity that this trend that started off in construction is now starting to rear its ugly head here.
Yeah, I saw this article early on and it was actually quite interesting. As you said, it started off in the construction industry and it actually started off in KZN and then it started moving into other parts of the country. And Kumba's flagging that they're beginning to see a rise of that in the mining sector as well. And these are, if you want to call it, extortion gangs that sort of masquerade as local business forums that, you know, come with a view to say to you that, you know, whatever businesses that you have to have community involvement and community participation. But they normally come there not to have a discussion about how they can add value, but they normally come with AK-47s and R5 assault rifles. And Kumba is basically flagging that although they're continuously monitoring it and they've got good risk assessment to allow them to manage it, they're flagging that if this persists or increase, it could have, you know, it could also start hobbling another very important segment of the economy, which is the mining sector.
Very interesting indeed. Kwame, all we have time for this evening. A big thank you to you. It's always a pleasure having you with us. That was Kwame Antwi from KOA Capital with your market wrap.
You've been listening to a Power 98.7 podcast. For more podcasts, visit power987.co.za or subscribe wherever you get your podcasts.